Okay, nine people now.
What is the strength? It is around 1600?
Yes, yes, more or less.
More or less. So, okay, hi everybody.
Hello.
Myself Durga Prasad Mahapatra from India. I am chief coach in Goodrick National Chess Academy. Actually, I am giving coaching around 2000 to 2400+. Actually, as all of you knows, endgame stage is very important nowadays because all the players learn opening very well and many middle game ideas are there. And they follow their database and play the middle game like a computer. But nowadays, actually, they have a big hole in the end game. I want to give one example. That is, please. All of you, if you have board, please arrange the board.
Yep.
Yes.
King Gustav one.
King Gustav one.
Yeah. With Eva three.
Queen Eva three. Okay.
Yes.
Eva three.
Bishop David one.
Bishop David one.
Bishop Caesar three.
Bishop Caesar 3.
Bella 4, Caesar 5.
Pawn, Bella 5. 4, Caesar 5.
Caesar 5. Yes. Eva 4.
Eva 4.
Yes. Felix 2, Gustav 3, Hector 4.
Hector 4, okay.
Gustav 3.
Black at Gustav 8.
Gustav 8 King.
Please take your time and do it very carefully. Queen Eva 7.
King.
Bishop Caesar 7. Bishop Gustav 6.
Gustav 6. Bishop.
Bella 7. Caesar 6. Eva 5. Felix 6. Gustav 7. Hector 6.
Yes.
Maybe we can review all the position to be sure.
May I repeat the position? King Gustav 1, Queen Eva 3, Bishop David 1, Bishop Caesar 3, Bella 4, Caesar 5, Eva 4, Felix 2, Gustav 3, Hector 4. Okay?
Correct.
King Gustav 8, Queen Eva 7, Bishop Caesar 7, Bishop Gustav 6, Bella 7, Caesar 6, Eva 5, Felix Felix 6, Gustav 7, Hector 6. Actually, when we are playing an endgame, sometimes we offer a draw and our opponent simply refuses it. Then what happens actually? We start making silly things and our opponent wins easily. So this is a game between Malakhov versus Nazer in 1993. I want to show you how poorly these two grandmasters played. Now, this is move number 28. White played Bishop Gustav 4.
Bishop to stop 4. Yes.
Yes. Black played queen e5.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody see the mistake here? Black did a mistake here, actually. Actually, he tries to cover the c8 square, but it was better to make it flank queen d8 and knight. And this position, white may play queen d8 3 and is getting control over the open file. Okay?
Hmm, yes.
So,
queen d8 3 now, right?
Yeah, queen d8. King Felix 8. Bishop David 2. Bishop Bella 8. Another strange thing was played. Actually, I am not sure what is the idea behind the Bishop B8 move. Instead of that, Black still was able to play Queen D8 within normal position. Is that it?
Yes.
Now 31st move, Bella 5, Hector 5, 32, Bishop Hector 6.
Bishop Hector 6. Okay.
Hector 3.
Ah. Okay.
Now CB. Now Black's position looks unpleasant. Okay?
Cesar takes Bella 5, right? Okay.
After CB, it is just losing.
Hmm.
Okay. Do you think these two players are weak players? They are both the players are above 2600 players. Okay. So, if in the higher level also, they played the endgame very poorly. I will send you later the pigeon of Capablanca versus Menchi. Okay, in that game, in a simple rook and pawn endgame, Capablanca played so many blunders. I think 3 to 4 blunders, and Menchi also made 3 to 4 blunders. Okay, so even if strong grandmasters are doing many mistakes in the open endgame. What happens, there are two types of endgame materials available in the market. Number one is lot of theoretical endgame material, is that it? I mean to say rook and pawn ending, king and single pawn, like that, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
But actually, when middle games ends and before reaching the theoretical endgame position, king and pawn, rook, single pawn, Lusna position, Philidor position, like that. There are, 15 to 20 moves, isn't it? And actually, I am poor in English, that is the main problem.
It's okay.
All of you follow me?
Yes, at least we try.
Actually, what I want to say, from move number 1 to 12, it is opening, then 12 to 32, 27 to 28, it is middle game, and from 28 onwards, it is end game, like that. But actually, the end game starts from 28, 29, like that. But the theoretical end game positions, Lusna position is Philidor positions, single king and pawn position, these theoretical positions actually happens in the latter part of the endgame. Okay, but from middle game to this theoretical theoretical part end game, in between we have to play the we have to develop our skill. Okay. So actually in this time we have to plan our end game. Actually there are two plan in the end game. One plan is you should attack opponent's weak pawn, and second one is you should use your passed pawn. Okay, there are two plans exist in end game. One is your you should attack opponent's weak pawn. Second one is you should use your passed pawn. It automatically means that all other plans are not good. There are only two plans exist in endgame. One is you should attack opponent's weak pawn. Second one is you should use your passed pawn. I want to give you one example. That is Nakamura versus Dors. King Gustav I.
Okay.
King Gustav I. Rook Bela I. Bishop Eva 2. Knight Caesar 6.
Caesar 6.
Bishop Hector 6. Bishop Hector 6.
Bishop Hector 6.
Pawn A2.
Anna 2, sorry.
Pawn Anna 2.
Okay.
Felix 2, Gustav 4.
Felix 2, Gustav 4. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hector 2.
Hector 2, right?
Yes. King Gustav 8.
Gustav 8.
Rook Eva 8.
Rook Eva 8, okay.
Bishop Hector 3.
Bishop Hector 3.
Knight David 3.
Knight David 3.
Bishop Felix 6.
Bishop Felix 6.
Now pawn Eva 4.
Eva 4.
Pawn Felix 7.
Mm-hmm.
Gustav 6.
Yes.
Hector 7.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
HP King Gustav 1, Rook Bela 1, Knight Caesar 6, Bishop Eva 2, Bishop Hector 6, Anna 2, Felix 2, Gustav 4, Hector 2. Okay? Now, Black Gustav 8, Rook Eva 8, Bishop Hector 3, Bishop Felix 6, Eva 4, Felix 7, Gustav 6, Hector 7. Okay? Now, all of you please think sometime, think for 4 to 5 minutes, then I will discuss.
Okay.
Okay, now what should white do now? It is white stuff. The position is quite complex and white has a lot of ideas. White can attack the d3 knight. White may try to capture the h3 bishop, which is badly trapped in within the white's pawn structure. Again, black has a back rank weakness. Okay, so many things are there. Okay, but you should realize your plan. I told you that in the endgame only two plans exist. Number one is you should attack opponent's weak pawns. Number two is you should use your passed pawns. Now you have a passed pawn on a2, Anna 2. Okay. So if you realize your plan, then you will get a great result. Now Nakamura actually realized this plan. He played a4, Anna 4.
Okay.
Then black also starts attacking white by playing bishop hector 4, just giving pressure to f2 pawn. Okay?
Yes.
Now black is threatening bishop takes f2 check. Okay? So white has to protect the pawn by playing bishop hector 6 to bishop eva 3. Okay?
Bishop takes
hector 6 to eva 3. Okay.
Ah, yes, okay.
Okay. Now, black also realized his plan. Now, in this type of position, you should do something very fast. Otherwise, the a pawn will decide the issue. Okay. So, black played Felix 5, white played Gustav takes Felix 5, black played Gustav takes Felix 5. Okay?
Yes.
Now, I recall the from move number one, because white have a pass pawn, he realized his plan and played a4, and black played bishop Hector 4 to attack the f2 pawn. White played bishop e3 to protect one f2. Okay, now black played f5, again threatening to take the g4 pawn. So white have played g takes f5, bishop takes f5. Now white got a free move. Okay, so what is our idea? Whenever guy get the time, boost your pass pawn. Now a4, a5. Simple. Okay.
Yes.
Nakamura did that one, a5. Now,
another 5. Yes.
Now, what black should do in this position? He have to attack. So he played f4, Felix 4, bishop David 4, bishop David 4.
Yes.
Now, Eva 3. Black also realizing his plan. Okay, he has to attack, otherwise the a pawn will decide the issue. Now Felix takes e3, forced. Okay, now bishop Felix to check, king Hector 1. Now knight Eva 1. Okay, black is attacking. Okay.
Yeah.
Black is suddenly threatening mate on bishop.
Yes. Checkmate in 1.
Bishop Gustav 2. Yes. Okay.
So white has only moved rook e1. Rook takes e1. Matlab rook takes knight. Bishop takes on. Bishop takes
rook. Yes.
And this is forcing variation. Okay. Now what white should do? Again he realizes plan. Whenever get time, push the pass pawn. A6. Okay. Now bishop Eva6. Again black is threatening d5. Okay.
Yes.
What white will play now? Bishop bishop David 5 check and fork is there. Bishop takes c6. Okay, so white has to play bishop f3.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
To cover that. Okay?
Bishop takes three. Yeah.
Now f4 takes e3. Like that f4 e3. Bishop Eva 3.
Bishop takes Eva 3. Yes.
Now bishop c8.
Yeah.
Now again our plan is whenever get time push the pass pawn.
Yeah.
A7. Okay.
Yep.
Bishop Bela 7. This is forced actually. Okay. Right now, I can't play A8 right now. Therefore, Whitler should ask himself, how can I neutralize the bishop on B7 and rook on E8? Okay?
Knight
Eva7, check. Now neutralize both the pieces. Okay? Rook Eva7.
Yep.
Bishop Bela. Now white is winning. Okay?
Yeah.
This is a great endgame played by Nakamura. Actually, again I am repeating, in the endgame, only two plans exist. Number one, you should attack opponent's weak pawn, and the definition of weak pawn in the endgame and in the middle game is different. Okay? I will discuss with you later on. And second one is, you should use your passed pawn. Now, Nakamura used the passed pawn in this game. He used his passed pawn. Whenever get time, push the passed pawn. Whenever get time, push the passed pawn. Okay? Now, actually, in this game, Black had a strong counterplay, isn't it? White was able to gain a victory only because of his persistence. White focused himself on the advance of his passed pawn and realized his pawn successfully after all. In this game, we have seen a separate passed pawn. Let's talk about connected passed pawns. Two connected passed pawns have a great power in the endgame. You know, all of you know this one, okay? Actually, what happens, two connected passed pawns actually protect each other, supports each other's movement, okay? Now, I want to show you one example. King Anna 2, King Anna 2, actually Oliver, my speed is okay?
Yes, 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 everything is fine.
Pardon?
Yes, yes, your sound is not too good, but your sound is not very, very good. Maybe we can fix it.
We can understand, I think.
Yes. Yes.
It's okay.
King Anna 2.
King Anna.
Pawn. David 6. Eva 6. Okay?
David 6. Eva 6. Okay.
Yes. And Black King. Hector 1. It's a composed position. Actually, I want to understand you the power of the connected passed pawn, okay? King Hector 1 and Rook is at Gustav 1, okay?
Okay. Two pawn against Rook.
Two pawn against the two. Okay? Please think over this position. Then I will discuss. 1 minute. I am giving only 1 minute.
The pawn are winning.
Why two? Thank you. Time is over. Actually, two connected passed pawns often bring us a new queen. Okay, it is white to play, and white wins easily because he may push any of the pawn, either e7 or d7, followed by d7, rook d1, like that. Then e7. Now it is win. Okay. Now if it is black to play also, black can't do anything. If it is black to play also, black can't do anything. Rook like rook e1, again d7, rook takes pawn is not possible, rook d1, then e7 and queens. Okay?
Now, is it possible to use rook always to giving check, for example?
Yes, it is possible to give a check, but king, I think you want to play rook David to check. Now, king comes here, Bella 1, rook David 1 check. Now, king Caesar 2, now no more check, okay?
Yes, but here is, for example, we can play Gustav, rook Gustav to check.
If you played rook Gustav to check, then this scenario is different. Rook Gustav to check, you may go with your king to anywhere. Practically, king Bella 3, rook check, okay? Mm-hmm. King Caesar 4, rook Gustav 4 check, king Caesar 5, rook check, again Gustav 5 check, king Caesar 6, like that. Now check is over.
Yes.
Okay. So, or if you want to attack opponent's king, again arrange the original position.
Mm-hmm.
If white wants to attack opponent's rook, then also it is possible. Now rook g2 check, king Bella 3, rook Gustav 3 check, king Caesar 2, rook Gustav 2 check, king David 3, rook Gustav 4 check, king Eva 2, rook Gustav 2 check, king Felix 3. Now no check is there.
Yes.
So, you may play anywhere. You want to put your king anywhere in the board. Okay.
Can we go to our near the pawns? For example, king to Caesar 6 in front of the pawn, or like this.
Yes. That route is king b3, king c4, king Caesar 5, king Caesar 6. Like that also happen. Okay.
Yes.
Because this position is totally losing for black. Whatever you want to play, you play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When two pawns on sixth rank means it is winning. Two connected pass pawns in the sixth rank. Now, I want to give you another example of Anton Korobov versus Kononenko. I want to give you another example, then it will be more clear, okay?
Yeah.
Now clear the board. King Gustav 2. Rook Bella 2.
Rook Bella 2, yes.
Knight Caesar 6. David 6. Eva 5.
David 6, Eva 5.
Yes, Eva 5. Felix 2, Gustav 3, and Gustav 5.
Felix 2. Gustav 3, Hector 5.
Yes. Now, King Hector 7. Rook David 3. Rook Bella 7.
Rook Bella 7, okay.
Pawn Bella 6, Caesar 5.
Bella 6. Caesar 5.
Felix 7.
Felix 7.
This is the position. Actually, I repeat, King Gustav 2. King Gustav 2, Rook Bella 2, Knight Caesar 6, David 6, Eva 5, Felix 2, Gustav 3, Hector 5. Black King, Hector 7, Rook David 3, Rook Bella 7, Bella 6, Caesar 5, Felix 7. Okay, this is the position.
Yes.
I am giving you 5 minutes time. All of you please follow the position. Guess white's next.
Thank you.
Yeah, we lost Durga Plus right now.
Olivier?
Yes.
Could you just give me the position of the white rooks? I've got a white rook on.
White rook is on the Bellet 2.
Is there another white rook?
No, no.
All right.
Just one.
White rook.
Just one.
Yes.
It is a trick. We are an exchange down.
For 2 pawns.
Yeah.
I've got a clue what I do in this position, I must admit.
I think Black can win this position, right?
Yeah, White can win.
Ah.
You got. It's the centre pass. Not passed, are they? You want to get connected past pawns.
Yes.
Maybe knight takes d8 and knight takes d7.
And then you have to start doing some hard work. Can the pawns get through? You have rook takes bravo 6 in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
You're going to end up with 5 passed pawns. And black has maybe 1 passed pawn.
Yes. But he has 2 rooks.
Ah, but one rook will be on the back rank. And it will be very vulnerable to a pawn advance.
Sorry everybody, actually I disconnected.
Okay, welcome back. So we were thinking aloud.
Okay, I think anybody guess White's first move?
I was thinking knight David 8, not sure.
Knight David, rook David 7?
Yes, and knight takes 6-7.
Anybody apart from Oliver?
Yep, but I think that wins.
Knight on a 5, maybe.
Ah, that's fine. Yes.
Knight on a 5, it's a tactical move.
Yes,
really.
Why not?
Then rook on a 7. What you will do now? Now you have to play knight seizure 4.
Yes.
Rook Kanna 4. But you see, the moves are not coming with a plan. Okay.
Yes.
So you have to play. We are not chess engines. When engine plays like that. Okay. But human plays with a plan, with a strategy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Oliver is correct. Actually, White played knight David 8. In this game also, Koropo played knight David 8. Then, rook David 7. And now, knight Felix 7. Felix knight. Now, 2 connected
parts. Yes.
Okay. You have 6. White played you have 6.
Rook takes Felix 7 and Eva 6.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, black has 2 rooks against white's 1 rook and 2 passed pawns. And those passed pawns are highly dangerous. Okay. Rook Felix 8. Now David 7. Now white is threatening Eva 7. Okay. Rook Kanna 8. Now white played rook takes Bella 6. Now, white's plan is straightforward. White will play rook c6 and rook c8. And black has no idea to stop rook c8. So black b9. Okay. So actually two connected pawns are more powerful than a rook. Unstick rank, not before six rank. On six rank, two connected pawns are more powerful than a rook. Okay.
Yes.
Actually, when I start my MM, I told that in endgame two strategy are available or two plans are available. One is you have to push your fast pawn. Number two is you have to attack opponent's weak pawn. Now I am discussing about the number one point. We have to push the fast pawn. Then question arises: if you do not have any fast pawn, then what will do? The answer is very simple. We have to create a pawn. Okay, now I want to show you another game of it was played in 2011. 1 minute. Okay, now Cheparinov, the second of Topalov. Okay, this game is in 1-2-2011 Moscow Open versus HSR 2572. Now, all of you please arrange the board.
Is it position or game?
No, it's the position.
Okay.
King, c3. Clear the board
actually. King, king, where, please?
King,
c3. Delta 3? Gustav 3?
Caesar.
He's on 3?
Yes.
Ah,
okay. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, Oliver. Actually, I am not good at English. Okay. Anna 3.
Anna 3, pawn.
Vela 4. Vela 4. Felix 2. Gustav 3. Hector 2. And fights through part Caesar 5.
Caesar 5, white through.
Yes. I repeat, King Caesar 3, Rook Caesar 5, Anna 3, Vela 4, Felix 2, Gustav 3, or Hector 2. Now, black. This is a more, I mean, it's a very difficult game actually. King David 7, Rook David 6,
David 6,
on Hector 7,
Hector 7, yes,
on Gustav 6, Felix 7, Hector 7, and Gustav 7.
It was 6, right?
Hector 7.
Eva
6, Felix 7, Gustav 7, Hector 7. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Now, I repeat position of King Caesar 3, Rook Caesar 5, Anna 3, Vela 4, Felix 2, Gustav 3, Hector 2. King David 7, Rook David 6, Pawn Anna 7, Eva 6, Felix 7. This is the position. Actually, this game was played by Chefarinov, who is a famous grandmaster from, I think, Russia, second of Topalov, Vasily Topalov. Okay. Great theoretician. Now, all of you, please think for 5 minutes. Then we will discuss about this game. Thank you. Okay. Anybody tell me who has the advantage?
White.
Pardon?
White. Queen side majority. White. Mobile queen side pawn majority.
And what about Black's kingside majority?
Very slow, very slow.
Yes. Actually, White has very serious winning plans because of his queenside 2 versus 1 majority. Okay? again, in this position also, the plan works. That is, if you do not have any passed pawn, then create one. Okay? So, both sides will push their pawns. Actually, I forget to one thing. The B pawn, White's B pawn, is called candidate pawn. Okay? Candidate pawn is a pawn who has potential to become a passed pawn. Okay.
Yes.
So, what is the next move for White? Anybody?
Anafor.
Anafor. Very good. Actually, we are trying to create a passed pawn. Now, what is the best move for Black in this position?
Rook alpha 6.
Rook?
Alpha 6.
Alpha 6.
Rook Anna 6.
Acha, Anna 6. Okay. Rook Anna 6. Then I have to play King Bela 3.
King. Ooh, yeah. Oh, your king comes into Bala 5.
Then I will play.
Yeah, what? No, White's okay there. Yeah.
Black can play here, Rook, maybe.
Delta 1.
Felix 5.
Rook Felix 5, which one?
Which Black. One? Sorry. It's a.
E6,
Yes, yes, okay. Sorry.
One in 6 rank, okay?
Yep.
Actually, I want to say one thing that this type of endgame, if you analyze with a chess engine like Stockfish, like Houdini, then they give you the that these positions are equal, but actually these positions are not equal, okay? And at least in human play, these are not equal positions, okay?
Yes. in the start position, if White plays pawn and a four, can Black play Rook Caesar 6 for a king and pawn ending?
Then you have to calculate correctly that the resultant king and pawn position is good for Black or not. Because even Grandmaster fear to play king and pawn ending. If they are sure that they have they are winning in the king and pawn ending, then only they go to king and pawn ending. Otherwise, they just continue with the rook and pawn ending. Let's see, rook Caesar 6, okay? Now, actually I have two options. Number one is rook takes Caesar 6, and number two is I think king Caesar 4.
Yeah.
Okay, then you can't take rook takes rook, because the resultant king pawn ending, I think it was losing for black. So if you can't take rook takes rook, then what is the point to play rook seizure 6? My question is that if you can't take rook takes rook, then what is the point to play rook seizure 6?
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Actually, black is in deep trouble. Actually, black has no plan to play. Okay, let's come back to the original position, Anna 4. Now, what? The best way to play this position is Felix 6, Eva 5, but try to create a pass pawn on king side. Otherwise, it's a straight loss for black. I think so. But black played a very, very bad a6. Even amateur players can do this type of a6 moves. Because why a6 is a bad move?
And he helps white creating a tussle.
Pardon?
White will play Bala 5 now.
Yes, actually, I want to give you one theory of Capablanca. Capablanca always says that if you are attacking, then every pawn push is a good move for you. If you are defending, every pawn push is a bad move for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was said by great Capablanca. Okay, now the position is that white is actually attacking and black is giving a pawn move. It's a bad, definitely it's a bad move. And in another point, never push your pawn where you are weak. Now, queen side, I think black is weak in queen side and he gave a pawn, a6, okay?
Yes.
When I'm starting my class, I told you that even strong grandmasters played very bad endgames. Here the example is he played Anna 6. Now what happens, you see,
should we play Anna 5 here?
Mm-hmm. But you will play now. Actually my question is what is the next move for white? Please, you have to consider the idea which I already told you, that you have to create a pass pawn. Number two is, if you stop opponent's idea, then it is also good one. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just think over it. What is the next move for white?
Maybe Felix 4 then?
Already I give hint that you have to stop opponent's plan. So Felix 4 is a good one. Okay, Felix 4. Now that we know that black should keep rooks on the board, okay? Rook seizure 6 type move is not good. White should anticipate possible counterplay against his pawn. So, actually, the pawn after playing f4, if you put all your pawn in the same rank, like f7, g7, and h7, Okay. The black putting all his pawn on the second rank. Okay. This pawn structure in rook and pawn ending is not good. Now white pawn structure, you see h2, g3 and a4. This pawn structure is good one. Okay?
Yes.
And another point, I will discuss it later actually. The second point one was you have to attack opponent's weak pawn. Here, which are the weak pawns? That is a6 definitely is there, then f7, g7 and f7. These three pawns are weak compared to white's only pawn h2 is weak. Okay. Now let's see. Now the black played Gustav 6. Now question arises, if you active your rook straightforward by playing rook David 1, then what will happen? I think it is pretty much your rook David 1, rook Anna 5 is there, I think so.
Yes.
Okay. So rook David 1 looks premature, so black played Gustav 6. Now, what is the next move for white?
Gustav 4 maybe?
No. Actually, Gustav 4 is a big mistake here. Now, just before 2 minutes, I told you that the pawn formation h2, g3 and h4 is good one. Okay? You are just disturbing by playing g4.
Yes.
It's not like that. What is our main plan in the endgame? We should realize our plan. Number one, we should push your passed pawn. Number two is, if we do not have any passed pawn, create one. Okay? Now b4. Okay?
Yes.
You should realize your plan, that's all. And to play endgame, if you realize your plan, then playing the endgame is very easy. Bela 5. Okay? Anna takes Bela 5, Anna takes Bela 5.
Yes.
Now, no pawn on Anna 6, so rook David 1. So, black is not worried about, now a pawn is removed and black now activity is rook to David 1. In the endgame, activity is also another point, I will discuss it later. Activity is also another point. Now, what is the next move for white?
Bela 6.
No, premature.
Really?
Bela 6, rook Bela 1. Again, in another rook and pawn, another theory is that you should place your rook behind the passed pawn.
Yes.
The passed pawn is yours or your opponent's does not matter actually. Whether it is your passed pawn or your opponent's passed pawn does not matter. You should place your rook behind the passed pawn. That's all. So you are allowing your opponent to place his rook at b1 behind the passed pawn. Not good.
Yes, but after b6 rook
b6, you see b6 is a big mistake actually. Bela 6, and now while black played rook Bela 1. Okay. Now, yes. I think black has the upper hand now, because that pawn is, I think it is equal now. Now, rook c7 check, you have to give that pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. okay? King David 6, you have to play Rook takes Felix 7, Rook takes Bela 6, Rook takes Hector 7.
Mm-hmm.
I think this position is roughly equal.
Yes.
Okay. If push the pawn means it's a big mistake actually.
So we should play here Rook Caesar 6 then, immediately. Caesar 4, right?
No, Rook Caesar 6 is also another mistake.
No, Caesar
4. Because a tactical shot is there. Rook Caesar 6. Now Rook Caesar 1 check. King, I think David 4. Then Rook takes Rook, Pawn takes, King takes. Now Black has the upper hand. I think it's a draw position. But we have to calculate. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, actually he said Rook Caesar 4.
Hmm?
Rook Caesar 4.
Play Rook Caesar 4, not Caesar 6.
If we are unable to push the pass pawn, then we should have a plan to push the pass pawn. Actually, now I want to say one point that Rook on Caesar 5, okay? Actually, Rook on Caesar 5 is a great piece because it's simply cutting off the king. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to push the pass pawn, but if Rook is at the Caesar 5, then it is impossible to play. Bela 6, isn't it?
You can stop Black from playing Rook Bela 1 with King Caesar 2.
Huh.
And if Rook Gustav 1, the Bela pawn,
but
the Queen.
Actually, what happens if you want to stop the Rook to go Bela 1 by playing King Bela 2. Actually, in the end game, you should use your king. Okay, we are placing our king backward. Okay, now King David 6. I think if King Bela 2, King David 6, Rook Caesar 3. Like that, but I can't find any plan to go forward, okay? Now, our plan is to push the pass pawn, okay? So, I want to white plate King Bela 4, simple. King Bela 4, King Anna 5, King Bela 6, King Bela 6, pawn push, like that. A very simple and straightforward plan. Okay. So, white played King Bela 4. Now, Rook David 2. What is your next move?
King Anna 5. No, Hector 4 maybe. Hector 4 or King Anna 5?
There is a pawn.
Whenever get time, push the pass pawn. Whenever get time, push the pass pawn. Now you are getting time.
Yes.
B6. But there is a basic difference between when king at C3, you play B6, and king at Bela 4, you playing B6. There is a basic difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Now king is king nearer to the pawn, and now you may place your rook whenever required. You place your rook behind the pawn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what is going on actually. Bela 6. Actually, there is no need to fear the capture of h pawn. Rook takes h2. It's okay. Black is losing tempo. Okay, giving time to fight. Okay. Okay. Now King David 6. Rook Caesar 8. Rook Bella 2 check. Actually, black has no time to pick the ace pawn. Rook takes h2 is a big blunder, isn't it? Answered by simple king c3. You see, if instead of king david 6, rook takes h2 means king caesar 3. There is no time to go rook bella 2. If you want to play rook rook h1, okay, rook takes sector 2, king bella 3, rook sector 1, I think this line is not good, rook takes sector 2, then king bella 5, I think it's sufficient for winning. Rook bella 2, king anna 6, like that. Achha, actually all of you follow, are you following me or not?
Yeah.
Is it clear?
Black is defending a king down. Black is one king less in the ending because of the white rook on the Caesar file.
Yes, yes. So, King David 6, okay, we are going to the position King David 6. Actually, I am repeating the position now. Now, King Bella 4. Rook Caesar 5, Bella 6, Felix 4, Gustav 3, Hector 2, and black position is King David 6, Rook David 2, Eva 6, Felix 7, Gustav 6, Hector 7. Okay. Mm-hmm. King David 6, Rook. Caesar 8. White played rook Caesar 8. Rook Bella 2 check.
King Anna 5.
King Anna 5. Simple. Rook Anna 2 check. King Bella 5. Rook Bella 2 check. King Anna 6.
Yes.
Rook Anna to check, King Bella 7, Rook takes sector 2.
Rook takes sector 2?
Rook
Caesar 6 check, King David 7, Rook Caesar 7 check, King David 8,
Rook takes
Felix 7.
You might as well.
King Rook Gustav 2, now King Anna 7, Rook Anna 2 check, King Bella 8, Hector 5.
Why he now didn't play before King Bella 8? Immediately.
Actually, I think King Bella 8. One minute, let me think. Instead of playing Rook Felix 7.
No, instead of playing King Anna 7 directly. To move the king Bella 8.
Oh, Rook g2, then you want to place your directly king to Bela8, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Then you are not forcing black for anything, simply rook takes bishop and position became more complicated.
Hmm.
And the basic difference is if you play king Anna7, you are threatening one thing, that is pawn push. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Rook takes bishop 3, Bela7, rook a3, king Bela6, rook b3, king c6. Like that, then that pawn becomes queen. Okay.
Okay.
So, let's count back to position. 15 rook, Enna to check, king Bela 8, now Hector 5. All of you, are you following me?
Yep.
If any problem, you may ask me.
Okay. That's okay.
Any problem?
Sorry, what was the
white played rook Anna 7?
Ah, rook Anna 7, okay.
Rook Bela 2, Bela 7.
Okay.
Rook Bela 3, King Anna 8, and Black resigns.
Yes.
Okay. Even if you follow the strong grandmaster's game, then you will find that they have only two plans. Number one, whenever get time, push the passed pawn. And if you do not have passed pawn, then create one. And second plan is, you have to attack opponent's weak pawn. Okay?
Yes, great.
Okay, next, in the next class, I will discuss this point, that whenever get time, push the passed pawn again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oliver? Oliver, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah, thanks very much, by the way.
Welcome. Actually, I am more in English. That is the main reason. I'm not explaining proper.
This is great.
Yeah, we should have a recording, so anyone will be able to go for it anyway.
Yes, yes, yes. Everything has been recorded, and it will be on the website.
Great job.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Prasad. That was very interesting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Actually, it is only 12 a.m. in India.
Ah.
So, a.m., oh.
Mid-March.
Lunchtime.
Okay, Oliver, when will take the next class?
Well, we can do it next week, no problem.
Okay, next week, Saturday, I think it will be good.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And games again?
Yes.
Okay, and games are very good, I think. Very good theme.
Yes, because we haven't wide knowledge about endgames, so
yeah.
It will be good for us.
I'm going to bring two chess boards, because I think it's easier if you've got two chess boards to move the pieces backwards and forwards.
Mm.
I struggle to find pieces sometimes.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. See you next week.
See you next week, yes.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yes, great.
Hello.
Hello.